We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, March 23rd, 2013. That was a sample off the track from our first guest tonight. Joining us from Dublin, Ireland, we have Graham Phillips. That was his mix, Tekka. Some original tech music we'll be hearing for the rest of the show tonight. Also want to give a shout out to Original Language. Check out originallanguage.org. They have amazing, amazing, awesome wear. In fact, I'm wearing one of their t-shirts right now. Also going to go over our first guest of the evening, Graham Phillips from Dublin, Ireland. He's waking up at 4 a.m. to join us. It's going to be a really, really cool interview. I talked to him earlier today. He's really excited about coming on the show. Then we have a full hour with Dr. Jaap van Eaton. He has a PhD in biology with a focus on ecology, the study of interrelationship between living beings and their environment. We're going to do a full hour with Jaap. I met Jaap on the cruise about 4 months ago, the Crystal Skull Return to Atlantis cruise down in Mexico, and got a chance to know him a little better. And he is an awesome, awesome individual. So look forward to a full hour with Jaap coming up. We also have Dr. Kent Mesplay, the presidential candidate for the Green Party. Dr. Kent Mesplay is coming on the show to talk about sustainability and self-reliance. Check out mesplay.org. Then we have some world event updates from Elizabeth Colton. Dr. Colton is also joining us. She is a U.S. diplomat. She has taught in over 110 countries around the world, Grammy winner. She was chief editor of over 10 different magazines and editor. She's covered all over the Middle East in the last 10 years for the U.S. State Department and Environmental Science. So Dr. Colton will be joining us as well, giving us some world news updates. We'll also get some updates from our very own Ryan Matthew Dernick, writer of Bellwether Post, bellwetherpost.com. Ryan is always putting out new articles, so check out his posts. As well as Starseed Energy Radio for the latest news and updates. You could also check our YouTube channel. We have a lot of new videos. I think about 20 of them went up in the last week or so. Finally getting caught up with some of the videos, so check that stuff out. And of course, we have an event coming up on March 30th and 31st out in Los Angeles in Irvine, California, the Temple of Light. We have a cosmic reunion going on. Check out our Facebook page as well as our website and the events page for more information on that. And if you enter the special code Starseed, you'll get a 10% discount. There's going to be Laura Eisenhower, who was just on the show, ex-president Eisenhower's granddaughter, Dr. Dream, Cindy Crawford, and a lot of others. So it's a cool event. We'll be right back. Here's some more from our first guest.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
All right. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And, of course, I want to give a special shout-out to a couple people. Of course, all the listeners out there. We're over 110 countries right now logging on to the site, and over 100 countries for podcast downloads. And Saudi Arabia and some other countries are blowing my mind with downloading the podcast. I thought, well, U.S. is definitely number one, but I thought the top 10 would be a couple different countries than what they are. But a shout-out to everyone out there, all the supporters. It's awesome to be reaching that many people. The station's trying to get a hold of our first guest, Graham, over in Ireland right now. They can't. So maybe we're going to bounce to our next guest, Elizabeth Colton. She talks about comes on the show and talks about world diplomacy, the importance of diplomacy, and certain diplomatic events that she's experienced and also future ones that we're working on together, which is real exciting. So, yeah, it looks like the station cannot get Graham on the phone, so we're going to keep trying to get him, and we'll get Dr. Elizabeth Colton in the meantime. Just to give you a little background on Elizabeth Colton, her career includes bridging diplomacy, journalism, scholarship, U.S. and international politics and education, working in more than 100 countries, and speaking, teaching worldwide on 6 continents. Liz Colton has spent decades as an observer, practitioner, and analyst of foreign policy, global diplomacy, politics, and the media, with unique experience covering and working as journalist, diplomat, and educator in these fields in the U.S. and around the world. As an international journalist in TV, radio, news, magazine, wires, and newspaper strings, Colton covered all the Middle East, also Europe, Africa, Asia, and Indian Ocean, the Atlantic, and the Pacific. As a diplomatic correspondent in Washington, she covered U.S. foreign policy and world affairs. As an executive director, she edited and managed 10 weekly newspapers in Northern Virginia. A stellar background, and it's awesome to have Dr. Lily Colton with us, and we just had her on briefly last week to give us an update on her event that she attended out in Sedona, which was a historic, amazing event, the International Starseed Conference held at the Public Library in Sedona. That's amazing. We're looking to do some more of those coming up at a public library near you. Starseed Conference International. Amazing. Unbelievable. Times are definitely changing. So the station right now is going to get Elizabeth Colton on the line, and we'll just jump into her. Also, lots of things going on in the news. We're going to talk about some things with Ryan Matthew Dernick coming up. And he has some amazing news. Obama was just over in the Middle East, paid a visit out there. We also had some big jumps in the stock markets, financial. We'll talk about a little bit about that, and also some ERT changes, which Ryan's going to update us on as well. And all right, it looks like Elizabeth Colton is with us. Liz, how you doing this evening? Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, it's great, John. It's good to talk with you. We've got to connect in person sometime.
Yes, I know. You've been nonstop busy all over in Kenya and D.C. and lots of things going on, and it's always good to catch up.
And attending the Starseed Alliance Network conference out in Sedona, which was, really, it was amazing. You're still with me.
Yeah, I just briefly talked about that before you came on, Liz, and it's a historic event, and I said it just goes to show how times are really changing when you have a Starseed Conference International at a public library.
It was just beautiful. And people from all over, all ages, different parts of the world, different backgrounds, but all came together with similar messages, actually.
That's amazing. I heard there was people from Japan that came and just all
Hong Kong.
All the, yeah, Hong Kong. That's amazing. And the overall point of the Starseed Conference, Liz, is I think that what's most important is basically coming together with new ideas, new systems, new ways of living, living together, all of us, the whole planet. And that's what's important about the Starseed Conference. It's a consciousness that we're trying to bring to the planet to get everybody on the same page. It's very similar to what you've been doing your whole life, which is diplomacy. If you can go into a little bit about diplomacy for the new listeners out there that aren't familiar with what diplomacy is.
Actually, at the Starseed Alliance Network, I talked about what I call the New Earth Diplomacy, or also what I've been talking about. I had a piece that came out in this wide-ranging new kind of magazine called Capital at Play, which was really great. But I talked about what I called global diplomacy. In other words, that everything is global and local. But at the Starseed Alliance, of course, we're talking about Earth and in the whole planetary and universe system. But the fact is that diplomacy is a tool that anybody can use. And it's not something that's just, limited to big sovereign nations or states or high-level people. It's every single person in their daily life and working around the world now with the social media can actually be a diplomat for whatever their causes are or whatever their group is. And that's what I was talking about a lot. I think it's terribly important for people to realize that each person can be a citizen diplomat or an earth diplomat and put out their messages.
Now, when people hear this, a lot of people, maybe they think it's too much for them to take on or what a big responsibility. But there's, like you said, social media, there's little things someone can do. It's not like taking on a full-time job. There's little things people can do to make a difference by writing a letter or something like that.
Right. Well, every day, with the social media, I mean, there was an interesting study that came out just in the past week that showed that in contrast to the traditional media, which traditional media has thrived on, dramatic bad news stories, tragedy often, sadly, and I mean, this is not the fault of the media, it's a circular thing that people have demanded that, and so that's what they get, so it becomes a chicken and an egg. But what's happened with social media is that their studies are showing that people like good news on the social media. This is a totally different phenomenon that happened with the old media. So people can be putting out good news, not that you have to put out every bit of good news, but that we have the opportunity now to put out good news And the effect of good news over time has a very positive effect on everything else.
Absolutely. And let's talk about why it's so important now for people to get active with diplomacy. What are some of the things? You're all over the world. You've been in Kenya. I mean, just recently, Washington. You travel very extensively. You have traveled very extensively. Why is it so important now? What are some of the big issues and problems you see for people to be aware of?
Well, I think the big issues are a lot, you know. I mean, it depends on what people's different causes are, but there are a lot of, you know, of nonviolence, for example, or, you know, of bringing people together, of connecting people with other parts of the world. I mean, these sound very sort of, you know, highfalutin and dreamy and idealistic, but in fact, they're actually happening. And it's this kind of global or citizen diplomacy that can make it happen. That one person sitting in any town or any place in the world can connect to other people in other parts of the world simply with, you know, putting a message out on social media and begin to have an effect which is, you know, you can't even measure the impact. So to me, diplomacy is the peaceful tool. And that's the tool that has always been held up against the other tool being war. But the idea in the past was that diplomacy was something that only nations at the high level of diplomats did, and that regular people weren't involved. But now it's gone down to the grassroots level, and you and I, and even if we're not official diplomats, we can get out there and make an impact.
Absolutely, and you were in the Middle East. You've done a lot spent a lot of time in the Middle East. The last 10 years, in fact, you served at different embassies, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and you were actually in Egypt right before, or was it when, the Egypt protest kicked off?
Revolution started.
When the revolution started. So you've been on the ground at some of these places, and you have been there up front, you know, with some of these leaders and other ambassadors trying to work for diplomacy. And now you're doing it for, like you said, the new earth, which is what we're, this show and other people are going for, which is getting out the free technology, the new type of educational systems, the way where things are harmonious. Like you said, you could pick anything right now, education or this or that or the food, and you can find
environment.
Something wrong with it.
Environmental issues. I mean, we can have a huge impact. I mean, right now, whatever goes on, if there's something that people pick up on and they find out that it's a bad thing that's happening, I mean, the news can go out instantaneously. It can't be hidden anymore. That's a big thing. So diplomacy, the positive, and when I say diplomacy, I'm thinking of positive ways of working that involve peaceful means and not warlike or violent means. So let's say something happens that's a very negative thing, like attacks on people or destruction of something in the environment or destruction of buildings, for example. Well, instantaneously the message can go out and you can get a huge following to either prevent something happening or to make something positive happen. I mean, I talk about it in this article I wrote recently called Global Diplomacy. But, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can promote, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, sports diplomacy, using sports to promote good relations. We've often talked about that in the past, and now it can happen a lot more. Or music diplomacy, arts diplomacy, environmental diplomacy. And those are, it's not done just by these high-level officials from a country. It's done by people all around the world in villages and towns and cities.
Excellent. Well, as always, Liz, thank you again for coming on the show and taking the time. And the message to all the listeners out there is diplomacy is the way. Get involved. And thanks again for coming on, Liz. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Jonah. Good to talk.
Absolutely. Have a good night. Here's some more Grant Phillips. We'll be right back.
years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thank you, Liz Colton, for coming on. And the station has still been unable to get Graham. And I just want to get the listeners out there. We will get Graham on if he's available. But remind you, he's a DJ. It's 4 a.m. in Ireland right now. And he said he was going out a couple hours, going to talk to him. And it's Saturday night. So Saturday night, 4 a.m., DJ, Ireland. He may not make the show tonight. Sorry. Hopefully we get him. Anyways, the station's going to keep trying him. In the meantime, we'll pull on Ryan Matthew Dernick, and we'll start with some news and updates and get going that way. I also just want to give a shout-out to my dad over in China fighting some who knows what, but he's pulling through, and I want to give a shout-out to him. And also to a very special friend who's also en route as we speak right now. And the next guest is Ryan Dernick. We cannot get Graham Phillips, so hopefully we'll get him later on tonight. We'll keep trying. And with that, we're going to jump to our very own Ryan Matthew Dernick. Ryan, what's going on? How you doing?
Graham, well, John, how you doing?
Doing good. I know you're up in the Cincinnati area right now, and I heard there was a winter storm coming in, so I hope you're bundled up and keeping warm.
Oh, yeah, keeping warm for sure. We're expecting anywhere from 5 to over 10 inches in some parts of central Ohio, so it should be pretty interesting as what comes out in the next 24 hours to 36 hours right now.
Wow. Well, with the weather, let's jump into some earth changes. We didn't have you on last week, so I know lots of stuff going on around the planet, volcanoes, earthquakes, stuff to be aware of, so tell us what's up.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, in regards to the activity and the solar activity, the weekend, none of the sunspots on the Earth side of the sun were actively flaring, and Actually, NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, forecasters put the odds of significant eruption at no more than 10%. The Earth side of the sun is quiet, but the far side was not. On March 23rd at around 1300 Universal Time, active region in the sun's southern hemisphere erupted, hurling a bright coronal mass ejection over the sun's limb. And the actual, it was supposedly going to go toward Venus, but it was supposed to hit Mercury, and then it went back. And so Venus actually is going to get a glancing impact. So nothing's going to happen. Actually, it may strip a part of Venus's atmosphere away because it really doesn't have anything in the way of a magnetosphere. So that, other than that, there was, did you see it all? Comet Pan stars in the sky at all? Did you look out?
No, I haven't. I heard you mention it earlier today when we spoke, but I haven't personally seen anything on it.
Yeah, actually Comet Pan star, it's receding from the sun and dimming as it goes. Its sky watchers are seeing it brighter than ever, and it actually is due to the fact that it's easier because it's higher above the tree line, even though it is fading. Right now the magnitude is a plus 1.9 factor, which is fainter than 5 days ago. So it's less bright, but still, nonetheless, it's very visible in the northern hemisphere. And other than that, there's been some other aspects going on with regards to seismic activity. There are volcanoes that attract attention, unusual behavior, according to earthquake report. They're volcanoes which demand attention, which is Talika volcano in Nicaragua, as well as the El Hierro, which is in the Canary Islands chain, and both are demanding attention at this time. The Talika volcano has hundreds of earthquakes of magnitude of 2.1 or higher, have shook the volcano for the past week thus far. Nicaraguan authorities have not described other indicators of magmatic activity would be deformation, increased tumulic activity, or fuming. So basically what else is going on in regards to that? That there's been an El Hierro similar activity, but with the magnitudes as high as 3.8 yesterday, around 15 kilometers depth. And El Hierro is in the Canary Islands chain where the Cumbre Vieja is in La Palma, where they had physicists on BBC and many other shows, I'm sure you've seen, about the, mm-hmm. if that were to occur, that you would have a super, or a mega tsunami, I should say, that would race across the Atlantic Ocean and possibly be over 500 feet high once it got to the eastern coast and the of the United States. So, again, not to freak anyone out, but you can go look that up about that in regards to another area that's of interest in the besides what we're talking about. And the deformation uplift was measured by GIPS instruments ranging from 10 to 35 millimeters in El Hierro in the Canary Islands. Since unrest has began only some 3 days ago, Jonah. So the activity is increasing, and in regards to the Canary Island chain, there's noted swelling again of 10 to 35 millimeters, so that's pretty impressive. And on to other areas, Cabot reported a slight decrease in volcanic tremor amplitude at Tolbachic volcano overnight. No changes were reported in the eruptive seismic behavior of the other active Kamachkan volcanoes like the Stavuk, Basmani, Kizman, and Kerensky. Moderate seismicity continues at hydrothermally active Gorli volcano. So there's been a lot of increased activity in some parts, and I kind of feel, and have you noticed this, Jonah? They're saying, oh, it's colder than normal with regards to the weather lately. You notice that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been colder than normal everywhere. They've had record snow. They're going to have more snow in the United Kingdom. It's just been a northern hemisphere has been frigid. And they're saying, well, it's because the high pressure is not over the area like it was last year in both areas, and that's why we had the increased warmth across the Midwest and the increased warmth across the UK, because you had high pressure aloft, and that caused the light southerly wind, which I'll agree with. But the fact is, we've had a lot of emissions, volcanic emissions, and that's a lot of sulfur dioxide. And what that can do is have a...
And Ryan, hold on right there. We got to cut the break. Hang on right there. We'll be right back. That's the smash.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com. It's here. Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
I love WinFox Herbal Blends. I just want to say that. I just talked to WinFox today, and I'm picking up my daily endurance tomorrow. So all the listeners out there, I do use the stuff that I advertise on the show. It's all good stuff. That's why I use it. Anyways, back to Ryan Matthew Dernick. We're going over some earth changes, Ryan. So we left off with the temperature being extremely low over in Europe. Coldest broke weather in the last 50 years, I read, and also the northern hemisphere. So lots of things going on. Yeah. You're explaining how it's
one
volcanic
ash. And one meteorologist actually said in Europe, it was 3 degrees Celsius this year versus 6 to 9 degrees Celsius last year. So a large change in the temperature from one year to the next, a 3 degrees Celsius difference or greater. So just putting that in there. And in regards to earthquake activity, there was a Lamina volcano in Alaska range, and small earthquakes continue there in vicinity of Tananga volcano and the Aleutian Arc station. And the hybrid earthquake explosions and rock falls also continue in a high level at Colima volcano in Mexico, while escalations of gas mixed with small amounts of volcanic ash have decreased to about 1 an hour on an average of Popocatépetl volcano. The Popo seismogram shows tiny volcanic tectonic earthquakes, volcano tremors, small escalation signals, as well as one regional, the largest signal earthquake. Recent satellite imagery shows a hot spot, which is corresponding to the growth of the lava dome. So we have a lot of seismic activity that's correlated with volcanic activity all around the area. I mean, even volcanic activity in Pacaya volcano in Guatemala, seismic is not that much right now. But
and just to keep people updated, Ryan, not to interrupt, but just to keep people updated, the North Pole is still moving, the shift is still shifting, the Earth is still changing, The electromagnetic pole is still unstabling, getting more unstable. So we covered these things as people need to be aware. Solar flares affect our moods. All these geomagnetic stuff affect our bodies. So if you're aware of this stuff and you're feeling upset or you're whatever it is, you know, don't go run and start taking some Prozac because you're feeling out of whack. Exactly. It could be a solar flare. You know, it's simple like that. It really is. So I just want listeners to understand why we cover this stuff is so you're aware when something or even something bad happens, you can make a smart reaction because you're aware of different situations that could possibly unfold.
Definitely.
Not to interrupt, Ryan. I just want listeners to understand that's why we cover this stuff and why it's important.
No worries. And then there's been a lot of activity in rich plumes in and around the volcanoes around Italy and in Europe as well. There's also been rich plumes in other areas around the world in regards to Santa Maria. So Central America, South America, there's a lot of increased activity. It's pretty much a global effect right now. The only notable earthquake that was noted the whole week actually was a 6.1 in the South Sandwich Islands. And that was in the region that area of the Pacific. So other than that, there really wasn't anything going on in regards to seismic activity. There were some 4.6s in the Canadian Ridge, and in Mindanao, Philippines, there was a 4.7 a couple days ago. But other than that, there's not been anything over 6.0 in the last couple days. There was the most recent a 4.7 in southern Peru, a depth of 12.3 kilometers. So other than that, there hasn't really been any increase in seismic activity.
What about the big story, Ryan, that I definitely want to jump into ASAP, which is Cyprus. And it's so important for people to understand what's happened there, what's going on. Because it's not long before something like that happens here or another country that has a domino effect. Let's jump into that because it's important for people to understand what's going on.
Definitely, but right now...
I want to talk about forced vaccinations, because January 1st, 2014, people are getting forced Obamacare. Forced. You need to get it. Which is forced vaccinations. I definitely want to talk about that. Spiritual community, I'm not trying to pump fear. It's the truth. People need to wake up to that, you know, for real. All right, but I want to get to that later. But let's talk about Cyprus.
Oh, for sure. Well, Eurozone, the mistakes of the Eurozone basically could destroy Cyprus. And this is a warning straight from President, ex-leader, George Vassiliou, who says the whole European system may suffer if a corrective measure is not taken soon. So it's a systemic issue over in Europe and the Eurozone. If one gets sick, they all get sick. I mean, they just keep digging a hole. It's going to have a greater impact versus us right now, because actually our stock market is doing pretty well. There was a slight drop, but other than that, nothing spectacular. We're still over 14,000, and that's, again...
Talk about the country Cyprus itself, because Cyprus itself is a very special country. It's like a Nevis or a Switzerland. Mm-hmm. They're big on money laundering, or whatever you want to call it, banking. So talk about the history of Cyprus. Why is Cyprus so special? Russia has ties to it. They have huge banking stuff with Russia.
Well, yeah, they have a huge banking. But basically, they developed a unique service sector, which is based on confidence in the banking system. And this was what Vassiliou said. And what's happening is also with Russia, they had a lot of money there in the banks. They have a lot of investment there. And that's why there's supposedly actually military actions going on, and you know this too, because I know you've been privy to this, Jonah, that they actually have in the Mediterranean, there are some ships, Russian ships, around the area. So this is in an escalation mode. And of course, why wouldn't you? What if you have your money in a basically dissolving state like that, country like that in Cyprus, and you have your money in there? Of course you're going to retaliate, or at least be on the sidelines kind of waiting in the wings like, okay, when are we going to get our money back? But if it does go the way of
It's the same thing when the U.S. messed with Syria and Russia sent in its warships to the port over there. Now not so much. We're pressing in Syria no more.
exactly.
It's a flex of muscle.
And actually a couple days ago there was reports, somewhat unfounded reports – because they were kind of shot down by the mainstream media putting them out that the Assad was using chemical weapons, and then it became not Assad, but then it was actually Al-Qaeda that was using the chemical weapons. All we know is someone was putting out some chemical weapons, all right? They were putting out, it smelled like high concentrations of chlorine, and so it had to be some kind of a chemical weapon. And again, but these are unfounded because there's such a mass manipulation of information when it comes out of the Middle East in that area. As you know, Obama, he was over in, of all places, the Middle East, and trying to, you know, basically...
Yeah, he went to Israel, he went to Palestine.
He did a whole tour. He did a whole tour. He laid a wreath at a tomb. Yeah.
And he had a real nice time over there hanging out in Israel and Palestine.
Oh yeah, but he had some things to say that actually were revealing. He said that he gave grave warning on Friday about the dangers of post-Assad Syria becoming a haven for Islamist extremists. Well, isn't most of the Middle East...
And don't mention how the Lebanese government just turned themselves in. The Lebanese government, yeah. Yesterday, the day before, just said, that's it, we're all checking out, we're taking the day off, and that's it. So,
yeah.
Lebanon officially, which is Hamas, which is a right-winged militia group funded by Iran, is... basically in control, I would say, of the country. I mean, what happened to the government? So the whole area is deteriorating is what I'm getting at, is the Lebanese government just walks out, Syria people.
And Cyprus is just adjacent to the Middle East, so you have all these things escalating. And so when you see this where we're going and seeing what's going on, and Obama is basically, he's resisting the pressure from some in Congress as well as Secretary of State John Kerry to become more involved in Syria, you're seeing the recipe when you don't have the proper diplomacy going on. That you're going to have it's going to be a geopolitical conflict.
And this is just what we talked about with Elizabeth Colbert, the U.S. diplomat. You know, diplomacy is so important now more than ever.
Oh, most definitely, and I thoroughly agree with you, Jonah. And that's the thing we got to have, is we got to have leaders that are conscious and willing to roll up their sleeves and get in the trenches and not be just on the sidelines, acting like they're actually involved when they're just doing publicity stunts.
Yeah. All right, so let's jump into there's so much to talk about, so many things in the news, but I definitely want to talk about...
Oh, so much. Actually, did you hear about the meteor?
Oh, talk about that. Yes, the meteor.
Oh, yeah. Friday night, flash of light.
Year of the meteor, they call it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's the year of the comets, and then of course you're going to have the year of the comets. Of course you're going to have a lot of flybys, close flybys with meteorites. And on Friday, a flash of light in the skies over the East Coast basically sparked a rash of meteor sighting reports, followed by a mad dash to track down photos of the video event. And the American Meteor Society logged more than 300 reports from a region ranging from North Carolina to Washington to New York to New England into Canada, of hundreds more registered and even tweeted about the event in New Jersey that they saw and heard the object pass by. It was making almost a hissing noise as it flew brightly overhead, and this individual saw it around 7:55 p.m. That time frame meshed with many other reports, and some witnesses say they saw.
And we talk about these huge comets, like the one that almost hit Russia, and no one tells us about this. There's no news reports, people. There's no news flash. Hey, East Coast, a comet might hit. They're not going to tell us. They're not going to tell anybody. You know, a comet's going to come and just smack something, and that's going to be the end of it. You know they know when it's coming, but they're not going to tell you.
Yeah, this meteorite basically flashed green, red, and blue as the object streaked past, and the reports were consistent with fireballs similar to the one that flashed over Russia on February 15th that we talked about, over Siberia.
Is there a website where we could track comets? There has to be like an amateur website where just regular people can go and just track comets. I mean, I'll even throw up on the site if we could find one. You know, because honestly, earthquakes and stuff like that, a lot of stuff you can't predict. A comet, we could see a comet coming.
It's even been noted, Jonah, that we're going, you know, this through a more active region that has a lot more celestial bodies and debris in it.
We've had some pretty close flybys already, and we're only like the third month into the year.
Yeah.
So get ready, people. One of these things might smack.
Yeah, and Bill Cook of NASA's Meteorite Environmental Office told the Associated Press that the flash appeared to be a fireball that moved roughly toward the southeast going off the visual reports. And judging from the brightness, he says, we're dealing with something as bright as the full moon, Cook said. The thing was probably a yard across. We basically had a boulder enter the atmosphere over the northeast. That's Whoa. Interesting. And they have to visually see it before they could actually say, hey, listen, there's going to be this thing impending. And the meteor has taught us one thing. Carol Lynch tweeted, the East Coast needs more dash cameras. I guess that's a little quib, you know, making fun of the whole, how Russia has dash cameras. And you know why, right? They have the dash cameras in Russia, right?
No, why?
Oh, because it's because they have a problem with people doing hit and runs with their cars, and so it's just he said she said to the police. So that's why everyone has dash cameras, and that's why that was the most witnessed event, because the
wow.
people are all having dash cameras.
Well, so, learned something
yeah.
new. Dash cameras.
You
in Russia.
You learn dash cameras in Russia. Oh yeah,
that's it. So let's jump into what I mentioned earlier, which is coming up January 1st, 2014, you are required to get Obamacare, which means if you don't have Obamacare, you get fined, which if you don't pay the fine, you could possibly end up at a very nice FEMA camp or forced vaccinations. People said it's not going to happen, not going to true, never going to happen, not in this country, and it's happening. Got to talk about it. Can't ignore it. What's up?
Well, yeah, that's as long as if you don't have health insurance, it will be implicit that you will most likely have to actually get that, the vaccinations. And as we know, we have about 56, up to 56 vaccinations. And, what will happen is some newborns will get so many vaccinations that there is a contribution from the vaccines to cause seizures, and actually it can also cause, effect on the person's faculties by if the seizure is bad enough. So, and you've heard about these cases as well, Jonah. I know you have. Have you heard about those?
Well, there's been all sorts of tests and studies and everything going on.
Yeah, there have been a lot of tests going on. But in regards to the vaccine, if you have no health care, Obamacare will then be instated and be an option for you. And if you don't get the vaccine, then yeah, you could face, maybe you're a terrorist, maybe, Jonah. You could be a terrorist.
Well, we've already talked about all these vaccines are straight up BS anyways. You have children dying from them. It's required now, I think, 52 vaccines by the time a child's like 2 years old. It's ridiculous. They actually break down the child's immune system, other things that studies
yeah.
have shown. You know, people that listen to this show need to do your homework. I say all the time, I don't talk this stuff because I like heard someone say it. I've looked this stuff up. I've watched videos. I've read stuff. Do your homework when you hear this stuff on the show. It's coming. And, the issue is that a lot of people in the spiritual community don't want to hear this stuff. Oh, forced vaccinations and, light and love. And listen, we talk about it because if everyone focused their energy and everyone was aware of this stuff, it wouldn't be happening. That's why we talk about it. It's because it's important. Forced vaccinations, 8 months from now, they've been getting forced vaccinations, not even believing what's going on. And it's happening.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important to talk about it. For the light workers out there, people out there, everyone, the Planeteers, Greenpeace, whoever cares about the planet and people needs to hear this stuff, period. Because if we don't stop it, nobody is. Got to shut the TV off and research this information and plug in and plug into your community, get involved and do something. It's crazy because I hear it all the time that people don't want to hear this stuff or it's fear-mongering or,
I bet.
Then it's all light and love. No, it's not. You got to use that to put it towards things like this, because if you don't, what else is going to stop it if we don't? Nothing.
Yeah.
And that's why we talk about it. That's why it's important.
And it's not fear-mongering. It's you have to have the whole consciousness pie. You can't just be like, oh, light and love, and just, let's look this way. Oh, does it feel warm back there? Yeah, I think there's a house burning behind us. Oh, yeah, let's not do anything. Let's just light and love. Like, you can't just do that. That's like half the pie, you have to have love and light in concert with being totally and thoroughly conscious of everything going on. You have to know the whole scope.
Absolutely. A true master is aware of all of his surroundings. They're aware of what is going on. That's why we talk about all different topics on the show, is so people have a broad spectrum of information. You're the ones who are supposed to look this stuff up, Google it, YouTube it, whatever. Talk to your friends and neighbors about it. Whatever it takes to research this stuff and check it out. That's why we talk about it. So, as always, Ryan, thanks for coming on the show. Actually, you know what, Ryan? We have another 5-minute segment. Hang on there, because I want to talk about some more stuff, actually. So, okay. Let's use this next segment and just hang on right there. Here's some more Grand Phillips. We'll be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The show, you're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're joined by Ryan Matthew Dernick. So we've covered Earth Changes, Middle East, what's going on over there. We talked about the forced vaccinations and stuff like that. Let's jump into some other news. We have lots of things going on with the gun control. Yeah. We have things going on with the internet. We have things going on with the drones over America. I mean, just pick your topic. I mean, Monsanto, GMO stuff you got going on. You got a couple states winning about fluoride ban going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's, all, it's, all, Well, we could also talk about North Korea, and the North Korean news agency would now announce the country's leader, Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yes.
North...
I did hear about that. Please, please.
What's going on with North Korea? Well, they said they're going to attack U.S. military bases located in the Pacific, in addition to neighboring South Korea, if any enemies make the slightest movements. And U.S. military bases in the region, which include Anderson Air Force Base in Guam, the naval bases in Okinawa and other Japanese islands, are the most vulnerable because of their proximity to the North. And so North Korea has made new warnings and accusations almost daily since the United States and South Korea began joint military exercises early this month. In a piece called "The U.S. Nuclear Blackmail Will Be Foiled with Stronger Military Counteraction," spokesman through the flowery propaganda-laced language, the DPRK claims that the military presence and exercises are designed to is an intimidation tactic to counter North Korea's nuclear development, like the country's recent third nuclear test. As we all remember, the third nuclear test was to see how far they could go across the Pacific. And they did a pretty good job because they got it into orbit. So kudos to North Korea. Everyone's gonna have nukes now. So let's all like point them at each other. I think if Israel's honest about it,
Israel denies they have nukes and they have like hundreds.
Oh,
of nukes.
Right.
Not
Israel has nukes.
You know,
yeah.
They're like they totally deny it and they know they have it. And everyone knows they have it. At least North Korea and Iran and all these other countries are like, yeah, we're making nukes. You know,
they're all nuclear strapped, and they're all
not, saying
the not same
that
thing,
I'm
like,
backing
oh.
North Korea or anyone with nukes.
No.
That's why all those nukes need to be scrapped because there's no reason for nukes. Period. But
What happened to the anti-proliferation laws? What happened to this? What happened is to the dismantling
and now North Korea goes
tracking.
On their TV. They tell everyone high alert. So everyone's crazy now. Everyone's like thinking it's war impending. And North Korea itself has like some of the harshest conditions in the world. They don't have like any like outside news whatsoever. The conditions are hard.
No. And you see the videos. It's like you probably have guns behind the TV or behind the cameras.
Very
and like
few videos
pointed to everyone, and they're like dance around. It looks like they're like you could put like any music to them, and it'll be like a music video. They look so happy, like, and you know it's not true happiness. They can't be actually like, oh, it's so serene here. I love it. It's great.
No,
I mean
more
on,
reasons
no,
of why people need to take diplomacy. They need to research this stuff. They need to get people involved.
Yeah.
You know, stop this crap, man. It's unbelievable. Wars and nuclear weapons. It's nuts. And
the other thing that is the disinfo mainstream machine. There's no like it's the CNN. All them they don't say anything. They're not like telling anyone to wake up.
That's because CNN and MSNBC and all these guys attend the Bilderberg meetings. What the heck are they gonna say if Bilderberg doesn't say it? So. You know they're not saying crap. They're all Fox, all those guys, the heads of those news organizations attend the Bilderbergs. So if you don't know what the Bilderberg is, Google that and do your homework because the truth is out, brother. All right, Brian, thanks as always for coming on the show. We'll have you back on
next
week. Absolutely, brother. You have a good night. Here's some more
you
Philip
too.
Graham. We'll be right back.